set your focus on eternal rewards, not the immediate payoff. Part of the reason that people fall to temptation today is because they're so pragmatic, all they can focus on is what's the experience now. Joseph is thrown into prison because he does what's right. Mrs. Potiphar gets her revenge. An innocent man suffers while the guilty person lives in luxury and power. Being wrong doesn't mean that you're going to be punished immediately. You may get rewarded. And following God does not mean you'll get rewarded immediately. You may feel like you're lonely, unfulfilled. Your marriage may feel boring. You may feel sexually frustrated. You may wonder if you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. But though sin may feel like it works initially, like it does for Mrs. Potiphar, it bites like a serpent eventually. Given time, obedience rewards. God rewards Joseph's obedience, as we're going to see, and Joseph is able to experience measurably more than what he could have asked or imagined because he's faithful. A.W. Tozer said, "The wheels of God's justice grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine." Are you going to focus on immediate rewards that end up biting like a serpent? Or are you going to focus on trusting God, obedience to God, knowing that he will reward you in the end? C.S. Lewis addressed this issue one time in a letter that he wrote to a friend who was experiencing same-sex attraction. This is back in the 1930s. He gave him this image to consider. He said, supposing you're taking a dog on a lead through a turnstile or past a post, you know what happens, apart from the usual ceremonies of a dog passing a post, he says. Who knew C.S. Lewis was so funny? Anyway, he tries to go the wrong way around the post and gets his head looped around the post. You can see he can't do it, therefore you pull him back. You pull him back because you want to enable him to go forward. He wants exactly the same thing, namely to go forward. But for that very reason, he resists you pulling back. Or if he's an obedient dog, he yields to it reluctantly as a result of duty, which seems to him to be quite in opposition to his own will. Though, in fact, it is by yielding to you that he will ever succeed in getting what he really wants. See, the dog, Lewis points out, believes the lie that the only way forward is to go the way that he wants to go, to push ahead. Lewis, the dog owner, is wiser, knows the best way forward. He understands the dog's longing, but he knows how to allow the dog to make progress. What should you do when you fall into sin? He says, ask for forgiveness and redirection. He writes, you may go the wrong way again, and God may forgive you, as the dog's master may extricate the dog after he has tied the whole lead around the lamppost. But there is no hope in the end of getting where you want to go except by going God's way. When life seems to work for you because you're going the wrong way, even though God is pulling you back, don't look at the immediate response, at the immediate result. You trust God, who knows your longings and wants to fulfill them. Trust him. Joseph is in prison, and the Lord is with Joseph. And the Lord will reward Joseph. Anybody struggling with temptation today? I want you to know God is struggling there with you. Hold on to him, he'll hold on to you. Rich Mullins was probably one of the most prolific writers of Christian music in the 1980s and 90s. He died in a car accident in 97, but one of the songs that are, as when he would often share very openly about his struggle with things like porn and other addictions. He actually shared about one night when he was on tour in Amsterdam. He and the man he was traveling with, Dave Strasser, I think it was, they were at the famous red light district in Amsterdam. And he said, Strasser went to bed, and he was really waiting for him to fall asleep and to start to snore, because Mullen started toying in his mind, wouldn't it be kind of fun to go walk the red light district and just toy with temptation? He said all night long he kind of waited, and Strasser never started, Beaker never started snoring. But all night long he wrestled with these flames of temptation. He pulled out a notebook in the middle of the night and he wrote one of his most popular songs, Hold Me, Jesus. In the midst of this, again, titanic wrestling with temptation, he writes, well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains feel so big and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, I'm shaken like a leaf. You've been king of my glory, would you be my prince of peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than take what you give that I need. So hold me, Jesus. And then he writes, and I wake up in the night and feel the dark. It's so hot inside my soul, I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, I'm shaken like a leaf. You've been king of my glory. Won't you be my prince of peace? Some have called Mullen's song the prayer for addicts. It could also be called the prayer for anybody who's severely tempted. I hope it becomes a prayer for you. In prison, Joseph could have said, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. So hold me, Jesus, because I can't do this on my own. You've been my king of glory. Would you be my prince of peace? See, Joseph's story isn't over yet. He keeps struggling, and he wins with God. Hebrews 12:4 says, in your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. In other words, in your struggle against sin, you can still fight. There's still more fight in you. Hold on to Jesus. He's holding on to you. The story's not over. Heavenly Father, all the words in the world are not enough to give us power to overcome severe temptation. Lord, I thank you that you are a God who does not shame. God, I thank you that you understand the strength of the temptations that people, that we are wrestling with. I thank you that you understand how much power we've exerted, how much we try to fight temptation. God, we ask that you would hold on to us and help us to hold on to you. God, help us to have the strength to resist temptation when it's at the top of the hill and not to toy with it. Help us like Joseph to run. Help us like Joseph to be thankful to you for all that you've done. Help us to, like Joseph, to think about other people and not just ourselves. And Lord, I thank you that because of a cross and an empty tomb, we know sometimes when it looks like evil is winning, that things are not as they appear to be, that there's a resurrection. Lord, we confess to you our sin. We thank you that you forgive us. Help us to walk in your strength anew today. Through Christ we pray. Amen.